Yeah, I mean, those guys got after it. And that's really what we expected, you know, for those guys to do. And today, man, they came in ready and prepared, and they got after it.
How satisfying is this? Come in as it did after the season low point, and to come back and show what you can do against a team that has playoff aspirations and to beat them?
Well, it's great for us to come off of a bye week, you know, and perform the way we did today. You know, being able to bounce back, you know, from the way that we felt last week was big for us. To win this game, you know, Battle of the Bay, you know, your crosstown, you know, rivals, it's a big win for us, man. It was great for us to get back on this side of it, and you know, we feel good about it. But like our coach said after the game, you know, we felt one way last week, another way this week. You know, it'll be up to us to continue this feeling.
Was it pretty electric out there?
It was great, man. It's the way you expect this game to be. And, you know, our crowd was in it, you know, from the jump, you know, and a lot of that was because of what we did out there on the field, you know, coming out early, getting a turnover, offense being able to drive the ball down the field, put points up. And so it was a great game from start to finish, and you know, it was great for the fans.
Your 59th interception. How much more football do you have left to prove you can run with these younger guys?
You know, I really don't know. You know, felt good out there today. You know, except for last week. You know, I felt good all season. So, you know, I'll just keep on rolling. And contrary to how you feel, you know, I wasn't. You know, upset about feeling my age last week. I was just upset, you know, for having a bad game. And today we rebounded. And you know, as long as I can see the team getting better, moving in the right direction, and I continue to feel good, who knows?
What was it like sitting on the sidelines, having to watch your offense go back to back long?
Man, that was great, man. It felt good and it felt right for those guys to go out there and just put drives together. You know, I think, you know, a great balance of, you know, some runs here, some passes there. Thought Derek did a great job in the pocket, out of the pocket, stepping up in the pocket, making throws, his receivers, coming out of routes at times, catching balls for him. And, you know, I think that momentum, you know, carried us throughout the game, man. We got that crowd into it. And it was fun, and I think everybody on the team fed off of it.
What did you see on tape that led to so much success against Kaepernick today?
You know, I think it was just about us. It was about us coming back after a poor effort by a group, all of us, you know, last week, and really saying this week, you know, we weren't going to come out that way again. So it was all about what this team did. It was all about our approach to it. And we went out there and took care of business.
You ever meet Emmitt Thomas before? You passed him on the list. He's been a coach in this league for a
long time. No, I haven't met him. But Al Harris, who was a teammate of mine in Green Bay and coaches in Kansas City now, was a great friend of Emmitt. So I've heard a number of great things about him. He loves him to death. So just try to keep climbing that ladder.
Donald Penn now. Getting a lot more balls, you think?
Well, I told him, man, listen, you just keep blocking. Don't be going to the offense, you know, begging for reps out there at the X receiver or Z. So great for him, man. He let me know that he's in the record books along with me. So that was a great play, big for us at that point in time in the game, man, and just happy for this team overall.
Kept Alden quiet, too.
Yeah, I mean, the offensive line, and, you know, the whole group, man, did their job against, you know, a line in the front that's known for getting after people. So hats off to those guys for today.
Yep. Charles, how important was it for you guys to stop the run game, the Niners, to make them one-dimensional today?
That's big. I think coming into the game, that was a focus that we had. That we needed to stop the run because they feed off of that. That's how they get their play action involved, getting the ball down the field to the receivers. So we did a great job, I think, of limiting those runs to minimal games, and that was big for us today.